My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is outstanding, especially for this team that we had zero expectations for in the beginning
of
the
season. Zero expectations for.
So, congratulations to... Well, let's not congratulate till it happens.
Let's go ahead and do it.
No, I'm not...
Jump the gun.
Should we? Does anyone have champagne? We'll do it in here right now.
You want to?
Yeah, let's go get some champagne.
I don't want to do the champagne.
No?
The studio would get all sticky. We don't have enough.
The engineers would not be mad at us at all.
We don't have enough wipes to clean it all down.
I'll give you mine. I'll yield my wipes to you.
Would you?
Yeah.
You don't like those anyway.
I know. They make me sneeze, I'll be honest with you.
What doesn't make you sneeze?
Well, you, Jeff Phelps. You.
See? And that's why we get along so beautifully. Good Lord.
What are we doing with this rotation going into the playoffs?
Well, are we allowed to be a little more critical now? And, it's been the little engine that could all season long. They've done a great job. I honestly think we need to take a look at things a little more critically now. I really do. Because now there are going to be some big-time decisions to make if you're Stephen Vogt, especially when it comes to the starting rotation. And I think he might do some things that might surprise the heck out of us.
You mean the front office will do some things as far as making sure that he's got the guys that he
wants? Now, see, you just took us to a whole different level.
I'm not, but you said
it wasn't a 90-degree turn, but it was a good 45-degree angle.
I'm sorry,
I mean,
man.
We came to a Y in the road, and instead of veering the right way, you took the little left.
Sorry, as much as I like him and I think he's great,
the front office has some decisions to make.
The group will.
It's groupthink.
Yeah.
Whoever's making the decisions, they have some decisions to make. Who should be in this rotation for the playoffs? First of all, how many starters do you think you need? Can you go three?
Do
you need a fourth?
You know, you win the Central, you get some time off, you got to buy. So your guys are going to be well-rested, and your bullpen is going to be rested. That's the important part.
Okay, that does help. If you're the Guardians making this decision... Who's in your rotation? Folks, 216-474-0092. I guess the decision more than anything might be who's not in the rotation.
That's actually probably a better way to look at it.
I don't think there's any question. Dan, sit down. I don't want you to fall. I don't think there's any question Matthew Boyd is in your starting rotation. And I think a good way to look at this, and it's the way I'm looking at it now, is the last 30 days. I don't think you look at the entire season and think who's hot, who's not. I think you kind of narrow it down to the last month for a starting pitcher. Matthew Boyd has been terrific, 2.67 ERA. He's been terrific. He's one of my starters, Andy.
Yeah, I think that's easy. And, I don't think that's an easy one. Here's the one that I'm wondering about.
Okay, throw out a name.
Alex Cobb.
I'm not counting on him.
You're not?
Nope. He's on the injured list.
He's on the 15-day, though.
I know.
If he's healthy,
I'm not counting on him. Doesn't mean I'm eliminating him.
All right. Well, he's in my rotation.
Okay.
I'm counting on him. I think he's back.
Tanner Bibee over the last month, almost a 5 ERA. I'm starting him anyway. Are you? He's in my rotation. He's He's my number one and number two starter. There's no way you don't give him starts in the postseason. He's got to be out there. Yay? Nay?
Yeah. Yay.
Okay? Now, to me, here's where this gets interesting.
Okay?
I'll throw four names out to you.
So you do not have Cobb on your list. I do.
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Let's discuss.
Like, I wonder...
You're jumping the gun.
Well, let me just say this. I wonder if the playoffs were going on and you're dealing with... You know, blisters, or you're dealing with a cracked, you're dealing with fingertip stuff. Do you pitch through that in the playoffs? And the other thing is if you're looking at this team, how deep do you need to get? Can you get me to the fourth inning? If you can, my bullpen can help you out.
I don't think it's a matter of do you pitch through that stuff. We'll find out.
Okay.
We've got two of the starters. Let's assume you need four. You might be able to get it done on three. Let's assume you need four. Gavin Williams last night, okay, was probably better than he's been. Last month, his ERA is over five. I'm just going to throw some things out to you.
Okay.
Ben Lively has been, without him, you're probably not sitting where you're sitting right now.
Yeah, he's in. Can I just say he's in?
His ERA over the last month, just under five. Alex Cobb right now, injured. Okay, so I'm not counting him in. Let me give you a name. Joey Cantillo's been coming on.
I know. That's a tough call.
Joey, in his last two starts, has been terrific. Two wins. He went five innings against Tampa. He went seven innings against the White Sox. He won both games. Was nearly perfect against the White Sox. Didn't give up a run against Tampa. An earned run. Barely got touched against Chicago. I'm really tempted to put Joey Cantillo in the starting rotation. Plus, he throws with his, you know, the incorrect arm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay.
Menigan's looking at me.
Well, the hell did you become a nun in a Catholic school in the 70s?
Yes, no kidding.
That's
oh,
really...
my God, get that ruler from him.
Tie it up. Put that arm behind his back. It's this. This team has done nothing but throw out right-handers for, like, years. I love the fact that he's a left-hander, and in a playoff series, maybe that could be really advantageous against certain teams. Really advantageous. I'm tempted, really tempted, to put Joey Cantillo in that ahead of Gavin Williams. And use Gavin as a guy coming out of the bullpen if I need somebody. he could be my long man. And I'll go ahead, Andy. I'm going to put Cantillo.
Okay.
And Ben Lively in my rotation. That's pending. That's pending Alex Cobb.
Okay, so here's what I wrote down. So if they needed to start Williams, I could. Okay, Cantillo, Cobb, Boyd, Lively.
What's that thing, folks? What do you think? 216-474-0092. Bybee and Boyd automatic. I'm going Ben Lively because without him, he's been so gutsy this year. Without him, I don't care that he's been a little shaky lately. Without him, you're not here. And I trust him in a game situation. I mean, dude went over to Korea and salvaged his career. That's big.
It's been an important part of why we're here.
Going Joey Cantillo ahead of Gavin Williams. I think you're going to get a more consistent performance out of Joey Cantillo than you are out of Gavin Williams. And if not, boom, you can yank him and bring in Gavin Williams. You could flip him and do it the same way.
Right.
But I'm going to go Cantillo. I really think he has settled in and he's doing a really nice job. And I don't think there's any question he's part of this rotation next year.
The difference is the ramp-up time. But is there a little, with Cantillo, is there a little Ryan Merritt feel there, that rookie feel? Remember the kid that came in against Toronto? You don't feel that at all?
Okay. Because he had his wedding.
Yeah, remember
chopping
everybody
list up on,
yeah,
on Target.
That, yeah.
Everybody sent him gifts.
Yeah.
No, I think Cantillo's a bigger, better prospect. And I think he's long term. I don't think obviously Ryan Merritt wasn't. And thank you for your work.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Yes.
What do you think, folks? What would you do with this rotation? I'm going Bybee and Boyd, no question. I'm going Ben Lively. And then I'm gonna go Joey Cantillo until I'm able to make a decision on Alex Boyd. Jeff is in Massillon. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good topic and an important one. So what I would probably look at here, I think we're obviously going to get the division. And we should have a bye, which means we're going to open the series in Cleveland. And so my rotation would be I would go ahead and start Bybee at home. I would start Cantillo at home, and then I would take my veterans and go on the road with Boyd and either Alex Cobb or Lively, because those guys, especially Boyd, has been around enough where he can go into a hostile environment and probably not be rattled like maybe Cantillo, or sometimes that happens to Bybee. But I think the key is, and I'm with you, Jeff, on Williams. Between Williams and Avila, you got two guys that can eat up some innings, potentially 4 through 6, and then you bring your arms in 7, 8, 9, and hopefully you got a lead and you can nail it down. So that's what I'm looking at. But what did you guys think of Miles Straw? Boy, his night last night didn't start off too well. I'm not sure.
No, it was a great pickoff move. Can we be honest? I mean, I thought, when you saw the one camera angle, I thought for a second he was safe. And then I looked at my wife and I'm like, nah, out. That was a really close play. I don't know.
Jeff, I like the twist you put on the starting rotation. The idea of starting Bybee and Cantillo at home and then the veterans on the road, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and then I'm all for Straw out there in 8-9. Not that Lane Thomas can't go get it, but it's very comforting to see Miles out there because he knows the field. He's been in every ballpark for the most part that we're probably going to have to play. I think that's a good move. I'm looking forward to it. Let's go.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The one thing about Miles Straw defensively, love the idea. I would think Lane Thomas moves to right field maybe and Noel comes in. Maybe.
Yeah.
They're different things. Rotation talk, folks. 216-474-0092. I'm going Bybee, Boyd, Ben Lively, and then Cantillo over Gavin Williams with a to be determined about Alex Cobb. Would love your thoughts. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.